Take a peek behind the curtain. It's your Giggers Showing.
It is, and I have a guest in the studio, a very special guest. I come back to Aotearoa. Andrew Cogan, welcome.
Thank you, Karen. It's a real honour to meet you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it is.
Great to meet you too. And how long have you been back in New Zealand?
I've been back for a few weeks now.
Yeah, I bet, because you've got to do some rehearsals.
We've got to pull this show together, Karen. And so been in Auckland for the last couple of weeks, and before that with my family in Christchurch.
Oh, that would have been good to spend some time with the family.
It was.
But when I say rehearsals, this is no simple gig. This is a big ensemble at Pitt Street Methodist Church this Thursday night. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, and Karen, it's one of those ones where, you know, if you thought too hard about how challenging something might be, you wouldn't do it, right? That old trope that gets rolled out. And this has been like that, but I was reminded by a friend the other day. He said, look, you're not doing it alone. Just don't forget who you've got joining you. And then I look back down at who's joining me, and I was kind of like, wow, this is pretty humbling. So it is an amazing lineup. I'm joined by, first of all, we're performing my forthcoming album, Spa, which is an instrumental album. And the vinyl, it's celebrating the vinyl release
before everything else comes out.
Is it the first release
is the white vinyl.
The white vinyl, that's right. And the album doesn't come out properly until digitally until March, but this is sort of like a pre-release, if you will. And so we're performing the whole show. I'm joined by a string quartet. Wonderful string quartet, harpist Yoon So Shin, Cass Basil from Tiny Ruins, who plays bass with Holly, Alistair Deverick from Lawrence Arabia, J.Y. Lee from Avondale Bowling Club, Chelsea Choi, who's just getting back from her Phoebe Rings tour the day before. I didn't think she'd be up for it, but she was, yep, I'm in. So she's going to be with us the day after she gets back from the Phoebe Rings tour. Rachel Clark, who performs under Eliza, JP Muir on piano. Princess Chelsea is singing a couple of songs with me. This is an exhaustive and incredible list of people, isn't it? Madeline Jiao, who's a wonderful emerging concert pianist, is going to perform a solo, and Michael Howell on guitar. I don't know where to end. Tell me when to stop.
How incredible. So, yeah, and for the Spa album, your background is chamber pop still the right description of your music? I see that everywhere, but is that correct?
I think it is, and, you know, I live in Los Angeles. I work as a documentary film and television composer there, and so classical music has had an impact on me. Growing up, my mum was a classical piano player and teacher, so I grew up with that around. And this album has been heavily influenced by French impressionist pianists like Debussy and Satie, but also 70s French pop like Serge Gainsbourg, History de Melody, these kinds of albums, and a little bit air from sort of Moon Safari era. So and also I think listening to ambient music, Brian Eno's music for airports, has become a go-to for me. It's almost like a weekly, if not daily, kind of meditation. And the music of the Japanese composer Yoshiro Yoshimura, I think. I might have to check that on my phone.
Yes.
And who had a beautiful album called Green that came out in the mid-80s, another beautiful ambient album.
Right, so you've brought all of these New Zealand musicians together. How, for example, have you managed to get the arrangements with all of these players organised?
Oh, well, this is why I missed the BFM Christmas party last night. I hear everyone's a little dusty this morning, and not me. I was at home writing string arrangements until midnight. Not very rock and roll, but essential to actually for us to be able to play the music on Thursday.
So, and you have a special conductor as well.
I do. Josh Worthington Church from Exploding Rainbow Orchestra.
That's them, yep.
And I've followed what Josh has done. I love what he has been doing with that group. And alongside Matthew Crawley, who is also promoting the show with Strange News, with my own show. So, yeah, really pleased that Josh could join me. I think he's doing something, you know, really special, bringing together such an incredible group of musicians in Auckland. So I've sort of been inspired by that, I think. So I've just kept growing this cast of friends.
This is a big, your gig is showing. It's a big one. Okay, you mentioned there Claude Debussy, and that on Spa, I see that that is one of the releases that you've put out to preview the album, and the track Beau Soir, Beautiful Night, by Debussy. And that particular... I'm not a classical buff, but that particular track, I couldn't really call it a track from 18, whatever it was.
Like, you're very close. Like, you were in the right century.
The
end of the 19th century. 18 something. Yeah, let's go with the late 1800s. That's close enough, I think.
So, yeah. As a composer, he composed that with a lyrical content.
Yeah, he composed it with. He had written the piano arrangement, and he worked with a poet. I think the name is. I'm going to get the pronunciation on Paul Bergamont, and I'm sure that's not quite right the way I'm saying that, but yeah, that particular song I sung when I was learning operatic singing when I was at university in Christchurch. This is back in the early 2000s, and I'd always wanted to do a contemporary arrangement of that. So to do that, I played the piano arrangement into Logic, my music software, and we sent all of the MIDI notes to trigger a series of analog synthesizers that my friend in Los Angeles, Benny Bock, a really wonderful young synthesizer player who had toured with Feist and other great artists.
Love Feist.
We love Feist. So he had an ARP and an Oberheim, like an original full voice Oberheim. We sent all of these notes out to these beautiful analog synths to put this track together. And then I liaised with my friend Enclair in Paris, who's a musician. We were sending voice memos back and forth. I'd send her my French. I'd never quite got the French right. We kept going and going, and being French, she didn't mince words about whether it was good or bad. And so we eventually got there. Get it together.
Okay, so Beau Soir, Beautiful Night, and the poem that comes with this, it's about relishing one's life and, you know, not... just being very grateful for being alive, basically. Would that be a right interpretation of it? Before you die?
That's right. I mean, it's you've hit it on the head. It's very much about appreciating the beauty of nature around. I think there are lines in there that translate to like the moon and rosy rivulets and things. It's all very French and impressionistic and painty and floral and beautiful.
Oh, I can't wait to hear. I have heard it, but I can't wait to hear it again. So this is Beau Soir. This is Andrew Cogan's interpretation of Debussy. Amazing that you've done this. And are you pleased with how it's come out?
I am. I'm so proud of this.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. No, with this particular track, I mean, you're French on it.
Yeah, well, eventually, Enclair in Paris, eventually she gave me the sign off. A few back and forth voice memos, and then she was like, no, you've got it. You're good to go.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, so this is Beau Soir, Andrew Cogan, from his forthcoming album next year called Spa, which he will be doing in full on Thursday night.
That's right, Thursday the 18th at Pitt Street Methodist. There's still tickets through Under the Radar.
Yep.
If you do come, the vinyl will be available there. It's one of 100. There are 100 white limited edition vinyls available.
Have you seen them?
I have. They're beautiful.
Oh, good. Yeah, okay. Pleased. Well, Beau Soir, Andrew Cogan, my guest on Your Gig Is Showing.
s'en va s'étendre.
I think we're back.
Oh, we are back. Beautiful. Well done. Nice French.
Thank you, Karen.
My guest on Your Gig Is Showing is Andrew Cogan, who has a very special show on at St. The Pitt Street Methodist Church.
That's it.
Yeah, on the 18th of December, which is this coming Thursday night. Very busy time of year to be putting all those people into for a show.
Yeah. Very fortunate that everyone was available and keen at this time, Karen. Yeah.
All right. So this ensemble, the Spar Ensemble, all these guests that are going to be there, and I imagine the sound and I've been to a couple of gigs there, and the sound in that church is beautiful. So you've got all that. That's lovely. So what do you, are you playing any instruments as well, or are you? How are you participating in this?
Yeah. What am I going to do?
Even though you've written it.
A bit of earn my keep,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I'm going to be mostly conducting.
Oh, I see. Okay.
The ensemble and playing piano on a couple of the solo piano pieces and a little bit of guitar. And then after we perform Spar through, we're also going to perform some songs from my two previous albums, Arctic Tales Divide, which came out 2011, and Every Orchid Offering, which was 2016. And so for those, yes, Chelsea, as in Princess Chelsea, will come up and sing a couple of those songs with me as duets.
Got it, okay. And oh, also, your duet, that's nice.
Yeah, and Rachel Clark as well will sing a couple from her first album together too. So,
So how long does the show run for? A couple of hours?
It'll be about an hour. We've got Michael Howell is going to open the show on classical guitar. He's a beautiful guitarist.
Yeah, I'm just thinking about all the logistics that are going into getting this show together on Thursday night.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot. And I'm reminded that it's that thing of, you know, it's something I learned through the making this album is, you know, I'd typically done a lot of recording on my own for previous projects, and as a composer you're having to make, you know, do a lot of stuff yourself.
Yes.
And this album was a real lesson in kind of letting go and making sure that I was able to bring in the best people I could think of on specific instruments. So that kind of opened up a whole nother world of possibilities.
Absolutely. And you worked with Reb Fountain last year.
Yeah.
It won a prize.
It did, yeah. No, we were fortunate enough to win the best original score at the New Zealand Television Awards, and that was for, we worked together co-composing on Escaping Utopia, which is the three-part documentary series on the Glorievale.
Yes. So that kind of work, is that what takes up most of your time in Los Angeles?
It does, yeah. I did a documentary on the collapse of FTX, which was a cryptocurrency exchange in America that a lot of people lost a lot from. And it was an American documentary, and did the score for that and then released that as a soundtrack. So yeah, that is what keeps me busy most of the time. But this has been exciting, has been returning to what I, my own music, and my own artist project, and doing that without compromises. And this show is especially special for me, because I'd always wanted to do a show where I didn't take any compromises. In the past, I've toured where we've, you know, had to tour as a lean three-piece and you know, put certain sounds into Ableton, backing tracks and things. And I always wanted to do something where there are no compromises and we can just fully realise the music with a brilliant group of musicians. And I think that on Thursday, on the 18th, at Pitt Street Methodist, that's where we're going to be able to do this.
And a great way for people who want to come along to just relax before Christmas, you know, like, yeah. It's going to be a lovely, lovely concert, like a really chill out a bit.
Yeah, that's right, Karen. I think on the whole, the album is soothing and leans ambient, and that was my aim with it, was simply, when I started writing it in 2021, I was going through some personal changes, the end of a relationship. I'd gone to Japan and found myself alone in an onsen 2 hours out of Tokyo, sort of thinking about what is the most sort of soothing, the most beautiful thing I could possibly make if I just sort of sit with some thoughts for a while, and I think that this album is that.
Well, you're in for a treat if you want to go along to this on Thursday night. It starts at 8 o'clock. You did mention the tickets, but we'll go through them again because there's tiers. The unwaged, it's $30, which is great.
That's right.
Waged is $45. A wage general ticket is $45. What does BF mean? And
you know, it's funny, everyone's been asking me that. A few people have asked me if it means best friend. Yeah. You know, can you pay $45 and bring your best friend? But it's actually booking fee.
Oh, booking
so
fee.
It's not quite as sweet as being able to bring your best friend for free. I mean, that would be lovely, wouldn't it? Yeah. But Karen, I've got to pay everyone.
Yeah.
I've got to.
Of course. Two for one. No. Okay, so unwaged general, $30 plus booking fee. Wage general, $45 plus booking fee. And then you mentioned that you also, if you pay a bit more, you get the white vinyl as a collector's item. You can get it at the show. The unwaged ticket and the white vinyl is $85.
That's right. That's right. And you'll be able to pick up the vinyl at the show. If you're not in Auckland, you can still order it through my website and Bandcamp, and it will be mailed out on the 19th, so still in time for Christmas.
Okay, and if you're waged, you happen to be lucky enough to have an income coming in,
it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
double magic words.
Yeah.
And the white vinyl, it's $100 plus the booking fee, but that means it's available for everybody to go. It's not out of reach if you're not earning, and you know, if you are, then what a nice way to lead into this festivities that we're about to embark upon.
That's right.
So thank you so much, Andrew, for coming along to tell us about the show on Thursday. And I've got another track that I want to play, which is called Kimmy, which it's on the Spar album as well, isn't it?
It is.
And this one is not a Debussy, of course. It's your composition. And we're going to end with that. And thank you. I hope the show goes well. And really lovely to meet you.
Lovely. A pleasure to meet you too. Thanks so much, Karen.
Andrew Cogan and Kimmy.
Thank you.
That was Your Gig Is Showing.
Banished Music and Strange News are taking over in March 2026 for an autumn show series to end all show serieses. Happening across the month in multiple venues, Strange Universe Autumn Edition features an eye-popping lineup including
Ty Siegel,
Schmurz,
The Bats,
Daria Yildirim and Grup Shimshik,
Les Big Bird,
and more to be announced.
Strange Universe Autumn Edition, March 2026. Tickets for all shows available now via Banished Music.
Looking for a guitar with some personality? Check out the selection at Go Cooler Music. Go Cooler Music have a mind-blowing range of vintage and pre-loved gear for professionals, beginners and left-handed players alike. Yamahas, Epiphones, LTDs, Fender, Gibson, you name it, they've got it. And if you're a student, you get 10% off. Go Cooler Music is open Wednesday till Sunday, 10 till 5pm. Check out Go Cooler Music Store at 378 Broadway Newmarket or gokulamusic.co.nz.
Prolific filmmaker Martin Sagadin has just set free their enigmatic debut album, Martin Izgornia Belle.
Extending their poetic and surreal style to the sonic world, Martin's debut record is a stunning work of evocative musical imagery. Catch the album release show Friday, December 19th at Pitt Street Church.
Martin Izgornia Belle, the debut album by Martin Sagadin, out now wherever good music is found.
The Worms better watch their back.
Sometimes you need a bit of uns.
That snooze button better be disarmed.
I like it. It's making my eyelid twitch. Love it.
And the wrong side of the bed better shuffle over.
And they're just so beautifully, like, menstrual.
Because we've got a little something for your gratitude journal.
Cowbella.
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 It's the 95 BFM Breakfast Show with your hosts, Rosetta and Millie. 7 till 10 every weekday. Thanks to 8:30 Coffee Roasters.